Sermon 14. True devotion and sharing revealed through the grace of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 24. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent, because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore show to them, and before the churches, the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is the word that speaks about the offering and serving accomplished within the church. However, this chapter is not simply a chapter that encourages monetary offerings. Through this chapter, the Apostle Paul explains the work of grace that appears in the life of a person who believes the gospel. That is, it is the word that shows what kind of change occurs when the gospel enters a person's heart. Paul first tells the story of the Macedonian churches. He speaks like this. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. While explaining the actions of the Macedonian churches, Paul does not explain it as human zeal or a moral example. He calls it the grace given by God. The Macedonian church was in a very difficult situation. They were in the midst of many tribulations and in extreme poverty. Looking from a human standard, it was a situation where they had no room to help others. However, an amazing thing happened. Paul explains their condition like this: that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. Here we see the paradoxical appearance that the gospel creates. Poor people make abundant sharing, and people in the midst of tribulation serve with joy. This is not something that can be explained by human power. This is the change that appears when the grace of God works in a person's heart. From the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, this grace has a very clear foundation. Jesus Christ came to this earth and received baptism from John the Baptist. That baptism was not a simple religious ceremony, but the event of taking on the sins of the world. By Jesus receiving baptism from John, the sins of mankind were transferred to him. And Jesus, carrying those sins, shed his blood on the cross and received the judgment of sin. The person who believes this gospel realizes the fact that his own sins have already been resolved, and he comes to know how great the grace is that God has bestowed upon him. Therefore, gratitude and joy come to appear in the life of the person who has realized the gospel. The Macedonian church was exactly that kind of appearance. They not only did according to their ability, but beyond their ability, they voluntarily participated in the offering. Paul says that they earnestly begged to participate in this work. This was not a forced devotion, but a devotion done with joy. And Paul states a very important fact. The core of what the saints of the Macedonian church did was not the offering itself. He speaks like this: they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. These words show a very important spiritual principle. True devotion does not begin with material things, but begins with giving oneself to God. When a person first gives himself to God, that person's entire life comes to be given to God. Therefore, Paul exhorts the saints of the Corinthian church to also participate abundantly in this grace. He says he does not speak this as a command, but to show the sincerity of their love. And Paul finds the foundation of all these things in Jesus Christ. He speaks like this: "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. These words show the core of the gospel. Jesus was originally one who is rich. He was the Son of God and the one who existed in glory. However, he came to this earth for us. Putting on a human body, he lived a poor and lowly life in this world. However, the poverty spoken of here does not simply mean only material poverty. Jesus took on our sins and received judgment on the cross. This is precisely the deepest poverty that Jesus endured for us. As a result, we became rich ones before God. We have received the removal of sins, have been reconciled with God, and have become children of God. This is exactly the richness that the gospel has brought to us. Therefore, Paul does not explain the issue of offering as a simple economic issue. He explains this as the appearance of the grace of the gospel manifesting in life. The person who believes the gospel does not become a person who lives holding on to his own things, but becomes a person who shares the grace of God. Paul speaks of another important principle. That is the word, that there may be equality. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14. This is not intended to let some people live wealthily and others continue to live in hardship, but to fill what is lacking through mutual sharing. Therefore, he quotes the words of Exodus. He who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 15. This speaks of the event of gathering manna in the wilderness. God gave manna as much as each person needed. This is the same principle within the church as well. God established the church as one community. Therefore, he made them share with each other and fill each other's lacks. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is not simply a word about monetary offerings. This word is a word that shows how the life of a person who believes the gospel is changed. The person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a person who knows what kind of work Jesus did for him. That person is a person who realizes the love of the cross and the baptism of Jesus, who took on his sins. Therefore, gratitude appears, joy appears, and sharing appears in that person's life. This is not a life that is forcedly made, but a life that naturally appears when the grace of God works in the heart. This is exactly the fruit of the gospel that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 shows, and the work of grace that appears in the life of a person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit.